No goals yet, Marty. We're 2 minutes into four minutes of added on time at the end of this game. Harps 0, Kerry FC 0. The visitors are attacking as we speak. There's a ball hoofed into the area. Dahi McCallion did well to head it clear, but Kerry pick up possession again. Harps 0, Kerry 0. The only game in the First Division without a goal tonight, and the only game without a goal in the Premier Division was also here in the Northwest. Derry City and Shelburne playing out a 0-0 draw at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. That's a disappointing result for Derry, given that Shamrock Rovers have won tonight with 10 men against Dundalk at the Tallaght Stadium. They won by 2-0, so they go top of the table. Bows won again as well. They beat Sligo Rovers by 2-0, so it's tight at the top in the Premier Division. Not the case in the First Division. Galway United still well clear, despite the fact that they could only draw tonight at Bray Wanderers. That's only the second time this season that Galway United have failed to run. Back to the action here. Philip De Silva is chasing down a Bray defender, but he plays it back to the goalkeeper, Aaron O'Sullivan, who kicks first time. We've played 48 minutes and 20 seconds. So into the last, 40 seconds of this game, there were to be 4 minutes of injury time indicated by the fourth official, Michael Connolly, down in front of us. Dave Rogers is outside his dugout area. He's watching on as Kerry have a free kick midway inside their own half. They're in no real rush to take this set piece. I'm conscious that the news is fast approaching as well at the top of the hour, but we're almost done here, Marty. A last bit of action, and Aaron O'Sullivan, the Kerry goalkeeper, kicks it long, headed clear once again, this time by Shane McMonagall. But Harps have themselves a throw in their left back area. Now, this will be considered a disappointing result for Harps, given that they come into this match on the back of a great win away to Treaty last weekend, and given that Kerry lost at home heavily against Wexford. They lost by 6-0. Well, you would have fancied Harps tonight, but despite the fact that they created some very, very good openings, some good opportunities, they weren't able to take any of the chances that came their way. And Kerry, this young Kerry team, have held out. In fact, they're going to end this game on the attack. It's their number 9, Ryan Kelleher, chasing one down. He's inside the area, left footed, blocked by Keith Cowan. Here's Kelleher again. Shot comes in. That's a fantastic save by Heimer in the Finn Harps goal. Well, I'll tell you, the Kerry number 9, he had two bites at the cherry there. The second occasion, he got his left foot effort away, and Heimer, diving to his left hand side, has pushed it round the post for what will be the last chance saloon here now for Kerry. It's a late corner. We've gone past the 4 minutes of injury time. In fact, we've played 5 minutes of injury time. We're just going to stay with it, Marty, and it's going to be Leonardo Gasca who's going to go across to the far side to take this one. Gasca from Kerry, his father is Albanian. He spent a time over at Sheffield United. He's back playing for Kerry FC, and he's going to take this corner. He hits it deep, and Heimer collects, falls on the ball, and the full time whistle goes. So the match referee, Alan Patchell, brings an end to this contest. The meeting of the bottom two in the First Division, well, it fails to serve up any goals. It was a good game at times, not the best game at Finn Park tonight, but not bad either. But it's ended goalless, Marty. It's all finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Finn Harps 0, Kerry FC 0.